The response to "Let us pray to the Lord" is "Lord, have mercy." Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace that comes from God alone, for the unity of all peoples, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Church of Christ, for Christopher our Bishop, for Father Tony, and for the whole people of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of the world, for Elizabeth our Queen, and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this benefice, for our neighbours and our friends, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the good earth which God has given us, and for the wisdom and will to conserve it, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the aged and infirm, for the widowed and orphans, for the sick and suffering, and for all in any need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor and the oppressed, for the unemployed and the destitute, for prisoners and captives, and for all who remember and care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray to the Lord for all who are suffering through this pandemic, for the dying, for those who mourn, for the faithful whom we entrust to the Lord in hope as we look forward to the day when we share the fullness of the resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the communion of St. Andrew, St. Peter and Paul, St. Mary and all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to God. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.